The Devil in Dark Technologies, that's the theme this week. Shatter's live broadcast right here on the 29th of June. It's a Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The theme tonight, though, the title tonight, Dark Side, influence and targeting of intelligence agencies. Now, we're talking like the CIA, DIA, NSA, the Russians, the Brits, and across the board because of, from biblical prophecy, which I think is the only infallible, accurate, I mean to the detail, of emotion and future response that God chose, coming from infinite source instead of finite, coming from God and giving the selected but heads up what we need. It involves seeing the future, that's for sure, but it involves tremendous intelligence. Now, I think this is true about the whole world of spy warfare and spying, that it's all about, you know, checking out your enemy, observing your enemy, recon, disinformation, all these kind of things that is being done. Let me tell you something. When it comes to the enemy of the human race, the enemy to the God of heaven and to the human race, it is God and God alone that is able to give the insight, the intel that is absolutely needed. And let's just say that dark side presence involves interaction with military systems, nations, political, all the rest, all across the board. Well, we're going to get into, let me read you something here today. I'm looking at Mark Hitchcock's book, The Amazing Claims of Biblical Prophecy. What you need to know in the in these uncertain times. Now, what's really kind of neat about it is this. Here's the question in one of the chapters. Is it really possible to know the future? I'm going to quote a little bit here, so listen. Quote, almost everywhere you go today, it's there, deep-seated fear. Did you hear the beginning? Coming from a pretty well-known and very versed and author of numerous books, Mark Hitchcock's book here, this is the beginning of this first introduction here. Let me just read it again. Almost everywhere you go today, it's there, deep-seated fear. A brooding sense of uneasiness. Fear about the future, pandemic plagues, the economy, war, monstrous national disasters. Listen, when I quote that out of his book, Los Alamos, and the nuclear lab, and the fires that are like 12 miles away or even getting closer. Pretty interesting. Well, listen, I'm quoting again, nuclear weapons falling into the hands, or the wrong hands, and even the environment. And every time a major new crisis occurs, people begin asking the big question, is this the end? Are we approaching Armageddon? Are there any real answers? Is there any way to know for certain what the future holds? Is there a sure word about tomorrow? Is there any possibility of hope? Or are we all doomed? Modern man is asking questions about the future as never before. They are solemn questions. They are searching questions. The Bible is certainly the best place to look for the answers. We know this because many of the prophecies in the Bible have already been fulfilled with stunning accuracy, and others are coming true right before our eyes, or at least the stage is being set for their fulfillment. Even the most skeptical person can put the Bible to the test by noting the literal, precise fulfillment of past prophecies. For this reason, biblical prophecy is being discussed more than ever before. These prophecies, it's possible to probe for clues. I want you to hear this. I'm quoting now from the book. In these prophecies, it's possible to probe for clues. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, it's part of the very scripture that I'm going to bring out to you out of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Every believer in Christ, I hope you'll mark it down. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. Tremendous example. We can do the same thing that ancient prophets did. I'm going to continue the quote here, though. In these prophecies, referring to the Bible, it's possible to probe for clues that will help determine where we are in God's program and the events that can, listen, the events that we can expect to occur in the days ahead. Prophecies that were formerly brushed aside as too incredible are now being studied again. Here's another question in part of the introduction to his book. What sets the Bible apart? Listen now, quote, unlike the self-proclaimed prophets of yesterday and today, such as Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, Gene Dixon, Jesus and the biblical prophets did not peddle predictions that were so vague and general that they could not be adjusted to any situation. The prophecies recorded in the Bible are very precise and so specific that when they are fulfilled, it is very clear that something else unique and special about them. Many people are not aware that more than one-fourth of the Bible was prophetic. Let me say it again. Many people are not aware that more than one-fourth of the Bible was prophetic at the time it was written. The Bible is a book of prophecy. It contains about 1,000 prophecies, about 500 of which have already been fulfilled down to the minutest detail. Now that's the quote I'm giving out of this book. I'm talking about a prophecy, professor and author, and he's at the top of the list on really looking at all the prophecies, and he's telling us very clearly, which is true, 1,000 prophecies, 500 have already been fulfilled in minute detail. That tells me right away, though, that 500 have not been fulfilled. Goes on to say, quote, with this kind of proven track record, 500 prophecies fulfilled with 100% accuracy, we can believe with confidence that the remaining 500 yet to be fulfilled prophecies will also come to pass at their appointed times. At their appointed times. So in the context of this hour, embedded in the audio for you, well, for you live satellite and internet radio listeners, blessings and welcome in the name of the God of heaven. And for those downloading and all over the world, this archive's literally going to be just kind of, audioed. I mean, it's coded in. And here's what we got to say about it. The theme, the devil and dark technologies. Are there really demonically inspired, satanically inspired technologies? I mean, it's one thing to say that, the devil will just simply, when the new regime, the new order and all the rest, the Antichrist comes and all that, they'll just simply grab all the technologies. Well, I could believe that, but I also can believe just as there are doctrines of demons, that is, writings that came by the dictation of demonic spirits, entities, Timothy 4:1, and like 21 volumes of writings from Alice Bailey alone. There's probably 1,000 other volumes of writings. And we've had to study a lot of that doctrines of demons. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's warfare in the context of studying doctrines of demons, actually reading them. And that's not where we get our factual information, because we still don't even trust what they put out into the world of the ufologists and the New Agers and on and on and on. You're not going to be able to trust it because they're not even telling the ones that are believing them are not even getting the truth. If you want the truth about the dark side, you got to go to the one that is infinite, that knows and that wills to, rip back the curtain and tell you about the one standing there operating this agenda. Now, here's two things to look for. In all that we talk about when it comes to Satan-inspired technologies, do I believe that he can pop into the heads of scientists, mill lab workers, weapons developers, intel individuals, psychiatrists, scientists, all across the board, politicians? Listen, if you read the Bible at all and you see, you'll notice that that's occurred all through the scriptures. Even God has intervened at times in order to bring about his will, which is redemptive, the saving of lives. and the breaking down of dark kingdoms, God caused one dream in the mind of a demon-worshipping king. Check it out, Daniel chapters 1 and 2. And this set off a whole course of breaking down that dark side and bringing the revelation of the God of heaven that involves redemption and truth. So God has that ability. God does that. But you're going to find out also, like with Judas, he didn't do it on his own, but he had a platform. His life became the platform, and Satan walked right in, and there was an exchange of influence. And Judas didn't go out and say, the devil made me do it. He was literally, though he was committed, into greed and into dark morality like we talked about yesterday, well, that became part of the door. Part of the other side of that is his utter rejection of the living Christ. This is the problem with New Agers and ufologists and many others today. When they reject the actual real God in Christ, Savior of the cross. How do you know if you're doing that? Well, if you're looking at a psychic Jesus, a New Age Jesus, an alien Jesus, you know, a little rabbit's foot type, pocket-sized Jesus, well, then you got a fake. And you've been offered by the demons a substitute that can't save you and that you don't even know. God, who's come in human flesh, who lived among us, who died on a cross, he and what he has done is the most massive, demonstrative, spiritual offer. It involves, well, we call it salvation. The Bible calls it salvation. It involves knowing God directly, distinctly, personally, in power, in his love, in the depth of forgiveness. Well, it involves the fix for sin, for your death, your dying in hell, and all the rest. But it involves a personal approach, even during this hour. No question, and again, whether it's intel people that will listen, monitor, whether it would be military folks that do, and we do have bases and so forth where they're downloading around the world and other parts of the world too. So we're glad. I also believe, and I'm waiting to hear from Russian Psy Warriors, old ones. You see, to my right in the mail today came, and the first page of this notebook, it's a notebook, like a regular notebook, but in the first page, it's stamped unclassified, DIAST, Database, Defense Intelligence Agency, Controlled Offensive Behavior, the USSR. Now, that's old material, yes. It has the stamps of the Defense Department of Defense. It has the stamp of the Defense Intelligence Agency. And it's all about how the Russians from the 20s on, they were deep into studying, telepathy and psi powers and wanting to know what energy or what force actually was behind the possibility of sending thought or sending something. Goat Lab at Fort Bragg took this up later on in the goal of extending that power to explode the heart of a goat, with the idea that this power could be weaponized, on the one hand, to remote view secret information, look inside of secret vaults and files and get into the subs and take a look at all of the Russians, and the Russians would take a look at all of the United States and the Brits and all the rest. So they moved into this whole Psy Warrior approach to spying. But also not just the remote viewing, not just the spying, but the remote influence, the remote, and then they had to learn defensive remote viewing, how to detect if you're being, this is a military application. And so when I'm reading about the Russians and what they've done, and I've already done that, but I'm reading this older manual and what's been put out and what's been redacted and so forth, these copies and pages. Pretty amazing, again, of the money spent, the people involved, the testings that the Russians have done, which tells me that now, 40 years later, that there are numerous Russian old military Psy Warriors, that there are those who've been through the programs, that there is a secret side, of course, to their military development, that there are doors opened there, no different than doors that opened in the CIA, that the satanic Trojan horse was offered to them, to the Brits, to the United States, way back in the 40s. And there's a reason. The technologies must be in place for the future. Now, that's, you know, you look at DARPA, you look at other places that do massive research in the area of super soldiering and defense and weaponries and war making and war strategy and all the rest. So the goal is to employ anything that would work and give the advantage, no matter what the cost. The issue is whether or not you're willing to turn around, let the devil hand you a tool, and use it. Knowing all along, if you actually take the tool the devil hands you into your hands, it means you are linked. It's you're caught. That you're hooked. So I buy Ed Dames's book, you know, out of Stargate and out of the projects on remote viewing. You know, he's considered very famous, been on Coast to Coast, but I'm reading the book, and I've been telling folks for some time, remote viewing, Edgar Mitchell down in Roswell had it wrong. He told everybody that it had nothing to do but with human capacity, and that was a lie. It involves non-human enhancement of human capacity. Ed Dames finally comes out to tell what SciTech and other places have already told, what astral projectors, you know, what projectors already knew, what occultists already knew, that in order to do the remote viewing on a military level, they still had to be tap into what is ultimately considered the Akashic Records, the realm of, now the astral projectors, and I got two new books by individuals. I'm going to probably do an entire session separately, because I'm looking at a book here by G. Travels, The Techniques of Astral Combat, An Analysis of the Astral Planes. Really? Well, let me tell you something. As I begin to get into this, I'm writing things and sharing things, and this guy obtained all of his information from his experience in the astral planes, and so that's his reality, and he's bringing it out. It's revelation. He's bringing it out. And it's really what Ed Dames and remote viewers and Psy Warriors and forth, with non-human enhancement coming from that side. So you don't have to have a face-to-face with the devil to be enhanced. You don't have to know the devil personally to be used. So it's vital that in this discussion, when we think of the future and, you know, again, the devil and dark technologies, if you look into the future and think in terms of the New World Order or order or whatever you want to call it coming down the road here, there's two primary issues. A surveillance society that involves minute control. Now, the other day I'm out and in a certain city around here, an area actually where we're moving, and there's cameras every single red light everywhere you go, no matter where you go, between the stores and businesses and banks and the cameras on other buildings, let alone the red green lights. I don't know if there's anything you can do without being recorded. You drive down to that town, you're recorded from beginning to end. Where you've gone, where you're, you know, what time you came in, when you're leaving, everything about it. So, I mean, there's that level. I mean, we can go all the way to Echelon and beyond that, actually, InfoGuard and the rest. But let's just simply say this. In the future, there will be a use of surveillance for the sake of minute control that is beyond anything the Nazis, the Russians, anyone has done anywhere, anytime, any place. Secondly, the development of not nation against nation weaponry, but planetary defense or space weaponry. Weapons like chemical lasers or particle beams and so forth that can be sent out into space to strike something, a meteor, this, that, something coming in. Now, people from the Defense Department, the DOD, and NASA, Four weapons specialists have been working on scenarios and the development of those kind of weapons. In case something opens up high in the skies and begins to descend on planet Earth. Does that have anything at all to do with the second coming of Christ? Will those weapons be used So when I look to the future, biblically, and see the mark of the beast, 666 and so forth, and the issue of that of the beast that has the Greek word pneuma, maybe technology, maybe some kind of other, it's a structure, it's something that has spirit breathed into it to where it becomes alive. Is it AI, artificial intelligence? Is there a connection between transhumanism and is this a biological machine connected or breathed into by spirit? So when I look to the future and see these things, they're not going to happen overnight. They're going to be developed. And it's my contention that they're being developed and have been being developed for some time. I think a big revelation of this is in the Nazi science, Nazi stuff that was developed along the way. Weaponry and things for the future and the goals they had for the future. But see, all of that stuff then was disseminated. Russians, United States, the Brits, everybody took that in the 40s. Everybody brought in that black satanic Trojan horse, and they had no way to detect that in the quiet of their developments and the excitement of their researches to win Americans over the Russians, Russians over the Americans, the Brits over the, you know, and on and on and on, that they had no way to detect the dark side presence would be coming out of all of it. Just like doctrines of demons, wherever demonic, satanic ideas that have been purposely embedded, released, popping into the minds, into the hearts of scientists, of inventors, that already have the precursors, and I talked about these precursors yesterday, like Ingo Swann, where he, when he found out about how to do coordinate remote viewing, well, he's in a pool swimming. He's already wide open to the new age and to the spirits of the new age. And it pops into his mind. There's going to be story after story after story that you're going to see where they actually get their information, where they actually, you know, get the ideas. I think this is true of Alan, I believe his name is Miller, that was highly, the CIA, they took him in to develop and help work out the issue of synthetic telepathy. And that's what the Russians were after. That's what many people are after. And that's what astral projectors are believing they have the ability to do, because they have an energy. They have something. They have something they're able to do, not just project and go to the other realm, but and then also view other people, but then touch other people, and then harm other people, then rape other people, and then inject thoughts. Now, when I dealt with one of the big primary Psy warrior, Fort Bragg oriented, very powerful one. 7 years they hung around. I mean, 7 years they were here. I haven't forgotten about them. And I have a sneaking, I have a feeling that they've been listening to some of the materials here, like our friend in Texas, like our friend in Oregon, like a number of those listening and observing what's being said. Matter of fact, I'm going to bring out an email that I got that came from someone who would be considered, in the truest sense, chosen one, Psy warrior in that kind of vein. Now, there's an individual, a young individual out of a university out west that has been writing me and engaging me. Ritual stuff, including blood ritual, burnt Bible pieces and so forth, they've been sent to me. There's been a monitoring of what's going on. So the individual has written and posted on my Facebook referring to the Revelation 13, the political military empire to come, the new order under Antichrist, saturated with manifest dark powers. And listen, this comes in today. This individual has something inside that's been writing, and they wrote and they posted this to me. And they're telling me, you cannot turn back this rising tide. Now, again, I'm going to tell you that whenever I deal with subpersonalities demonized or just demonization, I'm going to tell you clearly in all the exorcism deliverance stuff we've done over the 30 years, the demons know about the dark side agenda of a new order. The demons know about their goal of bringing mass deception. They know about the Antichrist to come. They know about Armageddon. Do you realize this? They're not in the dark about all of what their plot is, all of what their plan is. They understand hell's playbook very well. The vast, overwhelming majority of the human race does not. Though, as I read in this beginning of this prophecy book, he's correct how the rest of the world feels it in the air, worries about it, concerns themselves. All kinds of evidences of the very end of the end, not just partial prophecy, but when Jesus speaks in Matthew 24, all of those things begin to be, you know, out on the field. Well, then you know the time is very short. Well, this is the issue. So this individual or subpart or demonized subpart, program part, writes to me, "You cannot turn back the rising tide." So I responded and I said this, "I will do as much as I can to turn some of it back so that you can be saved." The goal is redemptive. Spiritual warfare for believers involves redemption, not just clearing the air for you. Evangelism is one of the most powerful elements of spiritual warfare. People getting saved where there's an exchange, Colossians chapter 1, folks, out of the dominion of darkness, the exousia of darkness, and into the basileia, the kingdom of Christ. When somebody gets saved, all of heaven knows. But the demons know too. So please understand, I write back to say, well, I'm going to do what I can to push back some of it. And I'm going to use and try to use all the authority I can. And the goal is now to get all of heaven's grace, mercy's might before the very, very end when there's no time to do anything left. I ain't going to sit around as a lazy servant burying talents. I don't even want to put out 2%, 5%. I mean, there's a parable that says some take the word of God and they use it well. They put it into practice and they're able to bear, you know, they're able to produce 30% more. Others can take it and produce 60% more. Others can take it and produce 100% more. Well, I don't know. I don't know if I even come close to 30% yet, but I have a hogging commitment to see 100%. What else do you have, believer in Christ, that is more important? Now, I wrote back in an exchange that involves, and I'm going to tell you again, I believe 100 million, four generations, goes all the way back to the 40s. And now we got 8 and 9 year olds that have the same subpersonalities, program personalities, the templates that are built in them, ancient blood, blood generational stuff, demonization, and they're being built as little warriors. The ones that are 60 that are listening now, you're the first generation, or the 40s, second generation. And the issue here is, you know, there are four generations at least, let alone the ones that initiated it in the first place. And they're around late 70s and 80s. I mean, they're part of the actual boots on the ground, troops of Antichrist, that whole development. It's called a secret power of lawlessness, a mysterium. Again, supernaturally laced. It is not meant to be known by anybody, let alone the body of Christ. But I'm going to tell you about one who knows it all, and there's a reason why we can know so much. But that information needs to get out. You know, just like the scripture says, how can they believe on whom they've not heard? You ever read that in Romans chapter 10? How can anybody believe unless they've heard? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And that's the power of the word of God. And if you're listening right now, I trust that this hour, by, you can call it the physics of God if you want, I'm going to still say the supernatural and even extraordinary work of God. See, I believe God's going to speak to Russians, to those in Estonia, Belgium. Yeah, deep into Belgium. Maybe at the Mother of Darkness Castle. Maybe the folks at Wittelsburg Castle. all around the world. I know they're downloading there next to Westminster Abbey in London, big military base up in Canada high up. And I can only say this. Yeah, if you're committed to the dark side and the agenda, I am your enemy. I mean, that's how you would look at it. I look at it as, led by the love of God, I come to tell you, man, get out while you have time. Regardless of your background and your sense of security, may God visit you in such a way that you realize the finite presence and power that you're connected to, and the doom, irrevocable doom, Luciferian, the irrevocable doom, Brotherhood, the irrevocable doom, Troop of Antichrist. How do I know that? Revelation 19:20. All of the technology and all of the military and all of the super soldiering and all of that's going to be there, including the mark and the image issue, it has everything to do with Armageddon. It's all decimated in probably less than an hour. The totality of the largest system in human history. And listen, 2,600 years ago in the book of Daniel, the Spirit of God selectively and purposely gives this massive insight of a coming political military system that is going to, it'll rise but be as fast, you know, in its approach as a leopard, thunderous as a bear, you know, thumping down behind you. And it'll be loud like a roaring lion, Revelation 13. You and I have, we can't look backwards. This is, this may be 100 times beyond Nazi Germany, its rise, development, and what it did. And is deep, broad, wide, fast, horrific. It's described by God as Theron, venomous. The Antichrist is described that way. The false prophet is described that way. And God titles the new order. New Agers, listen. Those listening to the aliens and getting all the lies about a new age. 2012ers, and, you know, clear your mind of the ayahuasca. And for once in your life, listen to the Spirit of God as He penetrates your life with the mercy and the love of Christ. The one that died on the cross for you. The dark side, even transfigured as light, has never done that for you. They don't give a darn about your soul or your life. You're only fodder to be used as a vessel for the implementation of that new order and the rise of Antichrist with an ultimate goal to Armageddon. Only a platform to strike out at God one more time. Can the CIA, can the NSA, can the Russians, can the Brits, can across the board, the DIA, DOD, can they all become tools of the dark side? Absolutely. I will say this again to all of them, if they listen, since we've mentioned this again and again this week. To those that monitor, it's great that you're monitoring. Good, I'm glad. Maybe this will be a new encounter. Maybe the Spirit of God will touch the data receptionist collector. Because God loves you. And behind this voice is one thing. Jesus of Nazareth loves you, died for you, and the greatest possible thing that could occur in your life. It's called salvation. It means total forgiveness. The living God coming into you. The implanting of indestructible immortality, the gift of eternal life. Christ has conquered death, conquered sin, conquered all of this rottenness, fallenness, the rape, the racism, the injustice, all of it, because He's coming again. Well, I'm done primarily with the introduction. Looking to my left again. Because somebody found this on the web and something inside them, because they're committed to the other side, screaming at me, "You cannot turn back the rising tide." I write back, "I will do as much as I can to turn some of it back so that you can be saved." And that's who I'm praying for, that young man in Portland, Oregon at the university. Regardless of the deception and or whatever's behind all of it, but I would say this, a Luciferian warrior, the programming, the demonization, the ancient blood, they know all this. They're part of it. They have written to me. They have gone to the Facebook page and collected the information off the Facebook page and has now added their comment to me privately. And again, I will not betray the names. Here's what I would tell you is a Luciferian committed, most likely demonized, empowered subpersonality that knows their stuff. Here's what they're writing back about that exchange I had with another one. Quote, "You may be able to fix a few leaks, Dizdar, temporarily. Soon the veil breaks. The waters will rage, the tide will rise, and swallow you whole. The only thing you don't know is what God has spoken to me in my own heart about the end of days in my life." Just like Peter in the book of Peter, when Peter says that the Lord has made it known to him about the tent of his body and what's going to be happening. I mean, there's a way. Listen, in relationship to the living God, let me explain to you. Now, we can talk about synthetic telepathy and all a number of other technologies. I am simply going to focus you today on this Wednesday on two categories to keep looking at. Surveillance technologies that bring extreme control. That includes satellite. That includes every possible element of surveillance and control. And then secondarily, planetary defense weapons or space weapons. And when those are being worked on a multinational level. Now, included in that is a third level, which many might not get yet, the grid, the spiritual grid. We are in the evolutionary development of the broadest manifestation of demonic presence in the world. That's why there's so many possessed people, so many people having visitations, the shadow people, the astral projection, all of the occult themes, the even sleep paralysis, all of the interactions, you know, electronic voice phenomena, all these things collectively correspond to the development, the rise, the manifestation of what are called planos, seducing spirits. And the entire array right above our heads, this in the air, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now operative, and the collection of those four categories that I think is vital that we get into our heads, because they're different types but same nature. And so there are those that can work in the ufologist field. There are those that can work around the ancient sites like the temples in, among the Mayans and the 2012ers are all getting into. There are those that can work among the New Age theme. There are those that can be the power demons and unveil themselves a little bit more among deep bloodline Luciferians. So there's a variety of ways in which they transfigure and work in an operative, collective, satanic synchronicity towards one goal. They all have one nature, one goal. The satanic grid, anybody studying the concept of the rise of Babylon, ultimately looking to the future, Revelation 18, the planet, the cities, the nations under globalism will be saturated in the air, connected to the ground, connected to people, possibly connected to the technologies of the mark of the beast and the image of the beast. The demonic manifestation will be like nothing the world has ever seen or experienced. And it won't be the incremental, little by little by little approach. I look at the world right now, Europe and all of us here in the West, and the rest, a frog that has literally been cooked and didn't know it. Well, the most don't. That's the reason for this program. That's the reason sometimes for the intensity and the passion of it. And it comes from the Spirit of God for your salvation, For the believers, because you and I stand before the judgment seat of Christ in the end, judgment begins at the house of God, Christian friend. You and I, what kind of lives are we going to live? What are we going to accomplish? What can be accomplished? One thing I'm going to throw out, the words of Jesus, I'm going to throw them out to you. You catch them right here. Okay, you ready to catch them? Nothing is impossible to the one that believes. So much can be done. Where are those that will believe and become the pace setters, the point men and women of God for the sake of the salvation of lives? God's mission. It's not done, my friends. God's mission is nowhere near done. If it was, Christ would have returned. And that's embedded in biblical prophecy. The third chapter, 2 Peter. There's a reason why it's not over yet. So this individual writes to me. I don't know if I saw this individual face to face because I had a meeting some time back. I don't know if I actually saw them face to face. But I feel them. And at times I'm sure they feel the hand of God. If not, then soon. But the words they speak are very similar to the words of the Rosicrucians, the Masons, Secret Societies, Alice Bailey, 2012ers, New Agers. The thunderous collective voice. You know what Paul Von Ward called it? The collective voices of the advanced beings. That's the title. He wants all of us. Paul Von Ward wants all of us out of his book material where he actually believes these entities guided him to write his book. I said that his book 2 years ago, that particular book was probably one of the most dangerous books out on the market right now. Utterly doctrines of demons, but incredibly persuasive on their point of view. But he called the array of the spirits, ancient spirits, alien entities, 2012 stuff, New Age stuff, occult stuff, across the board, all of these entities he is calling the collective voices of advanced beings, and that we need to listen to them. Well, I'm saying that in the one sense, I agree there's collective voices that are all now in a satanic synchronicity. The ancient temples, the ancient embedded writings, the coming out of the 1800s, the early 1900s, Blavatsky, Bailey, and alienologists, and 2012ers, and you put it all together, and even those like Putoff and Tard, and all those that are involved in the Russian and United States Psy Warrior, and all the entities, and the remote viewers, and Ed Dames, you know, all connecting, the Akashic Record, all of them, I don't know if they realize it, they're being synchronized in their communication to the world. They're being used as vessels to communicate to the world that, a massive crisis. The veil will break, the waters will rage, the tide will rise. That's what this one that knows all about it and is committed to it at this point in their lives writes me. You may be able to fix, I'm quoting, you may be able to fix a few leaks, Dizdar, temporarily. Soon the veil breaks. Talking about the satanic massive chaos, the great revolt, the red horse. It's going to happen. The waters, which they should say the satanic waters, will rage. The tide will rise, yeah, Revelation 13. The regime will rise. You're right. Anabano, that's the Greek word. That's what the Spirit of God said. And then they say to me, and swallow you whole. My life is in the hands of the infinite God. You have to go through him. You know, putting the Antichrist on notice and all the rest. I'm not here to do any kind of slanderous accusation. Jude warns us, the book of Jude. But ultimately, I know. I know when I'm out of here, I know the committed, God has committed angels. You know, I worked in deliverance and worked with heavy-duty demonized Psy Warrior types whose third eye was opened. And as I prayed and asked for God to step in, they literally almost fell to the floor, to the ground. One was shocked and astounded as they screamed out, "There are seven powerful angels circling you, and they all have swords." And I didn't see it. I could feel. See, I know what it is to feel God. I know what it is. I love it. Don't tell me there's no feelings in knowing Christ. I know it says in Peter, it's almost indescribable, incomparable, this love of God, the power. Listen, if you on the dark side know what it is to feel the energies and the dark presence and all the rest, I know that from the 60s. But I also know the presence and power of the living Christ. And your demons know this, don't they? Your demons can see the presence of the Spirit of Christ in real believers, can't they? What's that tell you? Why do your demons fear the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the cross of Christ? I wonder if anybody in the intelligence agencies understand that the real war is ultimately a spiritual war being implemented boots on the ground in this world. I wonder if intelligence agencies at the DIA, the DOD, all the rest across the board, I wonder if they have any understanding of hell. If they realize that hell is the big enemy of your nation, that if you're going to have any kind of defenses and offenses, I mean, if you understood hell with its hundreds of millions, if not billions, of spirits, if you knew that Satan was truly out to bring deception and destruction to your nation, let me tell you about prophetic scripture, the command of the eternal God, and the gospel. You can read about it in Romans chapter 16, verse 25 down. God's got an intent for your nation. God intends and wills and commands and wants to bring about the salvation of your nation even now. You wait till the Prince of Peace comes and the healing of the nations. Not the annihilation of the nations, but the healing. Only he can do that. But right now, let me say to the intelligence in your own vein anyway, because what you can't see, what your Psy Warriors can't see, what Ed Dames claiming to remote view the devil can't see, how do you track hell? How do you track Satan? How do you track that dark side? How do you track what they're doing in the world, which is prophesied to bring about billions of deaths, the lives of billions, which prophesies under the satanic New World Order, the dissolving of national sovereignties and a merging into a Luciferic globalist world. How do you handle that, CIA, DIA, I mean the Brits, the Russians, all across the board, Mossad, you can, all across the board, how do you handle that? How do you track hell? Let me ask you something. And on the broadcast quick notes, there's 3 points. How do you track hell? B, how can you fight against the devil's technology? C, how can you keep safe from being used? I pray in God's providence, a scientist. You know, the kind of scientist that's connected to the new quantum, you know, quantum physics and spirituality, that's really New Age spirituality, all in that combination of the dark sides wanting to connect science, technology, because there's something about they want to open the veil through their means. How do you track hell? Number one, know who knows that side well. If you ask the devil, what are you up to? You're not going to get it. You'll never get the answer correct. Jesus Christ said of the devil, so whether it's the NSA with a machine like Dan Sherman had claimed, and being an intuitive, you're connecting to the entities, the non-human intelligences, the ones that operated Nazi Germany and developed it, including the development of Auschwitz and the rest. It all came from spiritual revelation, became political ideology, and became the military implementation. Little taste of the humongous thing that's going to come. Who knows that side well? Listen, if anybody knows the dark side, if anybody knows every single hair on Satan's head, per se, every single jot and tittle in hell's playbook, in their agenda, and I'm going to say to Christians, if you don't understand the dark side not only has origin, nature, and methodology in personal spiritual warfare, you've got to understand global agenda. Satan's after billions, multiple nations. You have to understand his agenda, and that he even knows his time is short, and that he has a great, passionate, satanic fury to move things quickly to his ultimate end game. And I guess I'm going to throw it out. I'm going to challenge, and this is true among all the conspiracy talk shows and all the ones in prophecy, I'm going to still tell you this and challenge anybody on this point. Armageddon is the ultimate end game of what we're going through right now and what we're about to go through. There is no reason for the surge in massive global spiritual deception. No reason for the coming chaos, the new world order, an antichrist, false prophet, the abyss being opened, and all the rest. No reason for any of it, except that it all leads to one place. Ha-Megiddo. Armageddon. Revelation 19:19. That is the spike in the ground, the absolute mission statement of the dark side. And it will be implemented into the physical world that includes the technologies, primarily surveillance technologies that bring about ultimate control that may have combination of spirit in it, and planetary defense weapon systems that might have come from voice to skull, fallen cherub to vulnerable MILLAB weapons development head. Know who knows that side well? That's God, my friends. You ever read in the scripture, Hebrews 4? You ever read that at all? Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. All creation. Listen, this is for Stephen Hawking. This is for Richard Dawkins. This is for Ray Kurzweil. I mean, the totality of the vast universe creation. God knows every molecule. If you don't understand the infinity of God, you're not scratching at the surface. Don't try to pull God's finger into the atlas of the super collider. You're not going to get his particle. He's not material, as you think material. It's not as though you could sneak up and pull a lock of God's hair and go, you know, evaluate it. You can't sneak up on omniscience. An intense study, number two, an intense study of evolution, of the evolution of satanic sequence. Knowing that we are in the right now stage of what the scriptures has defined as the broadest spiritual deception in human history. The broadest manifestation of the dark side in a counterfeit way, in a Satan not putting all his eggs in one basket, but the synchronization. If you understand the doctrine and the agenda, you'll be able to read where the enemy's working. You'll be able to see the product. In politics, in your military, in your development of technologies, in the wealthy elite, where the money's going. If you understand the doctrine, the promise, which is counterfeit to salvation and glorification, the promise of an evolutionary leap in human consciousness, turning humankind into some kind of, homo nautica, homo lumos, some kind of homo deity. Satan is promising that, and it's pouring through in the alienologist New Age 2012 and old occult schools. And it's contrary to direct salvation and the coming glorification. The real human, the new coming race is in glorification. Indestructible, irreversible, immortality, embracing God, seeing God face to face in Christ. But if you understand the evolution of the sequence, then you know that we're in that stage that's right before the chaos, which is right before the apocalypse of Antichrist, rise of the new order, and ascendancy of the false prophet, and on and on. Point three, know the future of Satan's accomplishments. What is he ultimately going to do? Now again, Only the scripture, as I'm saying again, gives the infallible, accurate, I mean, ripping open. He knows every jot and tittle, every move. There is nothing that can be done by the dark side that God doesn't distinctly know. So I give you 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11 to take a look at how the prophets searched intently, looking at scriptures, to see the time and the circumstances. About the first coming, what about the second coming? That's point B. How can you fight against the devil's technology? Well, his doctrine, his agenda includes the development of technologies that will accomplish it. The scriptures teach us very clearly that the weapons of our warfare, well, they're not carnal, they're not worldly. The authority of Christ, the armor of God, and the hand of God in our life, the cross of Christ, the first coming of Christ, well, the second coming. So what this whole development is all about. Let me ask, if there's military listening, what would you do to fight the devil? Particle beam, laser, a chemical laser, nuclear weapon? What would you use? Would you know what to do? Would you send a team of remote viewers to try to outwit 100 million demonic entities? Archai, Cosmocrator, these entities have been around for thousands and thousands of years. Like Ed Dames, they will run circles around the unaided and unprotected. Brings me to my last point in the last 4 minutes here. How can you keep safe from being used? Number one, the seal of God. You ever read Revelation 9 about the abyss and the entities that will come out of it and they will come down upon the earth? Those that have the precursors of desiring disclosure, you'll get it eventually, but you won't like it. The most horrific entities that come from that side to this side physically in bringing their attack to humanity, they're not going to touch any human being that has the mark of God, the seal of God. And biblically, the mark of God, ultimately, the seal, is the Spirit of God's presence. God defines when the worst of the worst, those in the abyss, are let out. Wonder if any remote viewers try to peer into the abyss. That would, again, be like, a field mouse trying to tackle an elephant. The blood of Jesus, Revelation 12. Believers in Christ overcome the ancient dragon, the dragon, by the blood of Jesus. The word of your testimony, the witness of Christ, your proclamation, your confession, the sharing of the gospel that involves the high power of God on your life as clothing, and the word of God that is infallible. Wow. How can you put all of this into 1 hour? Russ Dizdar, shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Thank you for your prayers. Without any commercials and anything else, we do ask for your investment. That's how we do it. Look on the website, shatterthedarkness.net. It says support. Thank you.